From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. With Valentine's Day over, let's get real about romance. Do any animals really mate for life? In short, there are generally well-accepted lists of animals that appear to mate for life as a primary reproductive strategy, which is the sole purpose for mating in biological terms. Of 9,700 species of birds, about 90% pair, mate, and raise chicks together, some returning to the same nest site year after year. Often, fidelity to a particular nest site is stronger than to an individual mate. Birds mate for life in a social sense. They create strong domestic partnerships, living together as mated pairs that are not necessarily entirely exclusive. Male birds routinely raise unrelated chicks. DNA tests reveal male birds do not father 10 to 40% of nestlings. Even birds famously reported to mate for life, swans, geese, vultures, penguins, and albatrosses, quickly find a new mate if one of a pair perishes. Of 4,000 mammal species, only 3% are reported to be monogamous, most often cited beavers, wolves, gibbons, and prairie voles. Wolves are generally considered monogamous, yet wolves may also have more than one mate in a lifetime. Lists depend on definitions of mate for life. Recent DNA studies disprove monogamy in every species except one. Prairie voles. Exhaustive genetic mapping and observation of wild and captive prairie vole offspring has yet to reveal any offspring not being raised by biological parents. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson. We ought to stay together.